Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Well, kia ora, welcome to Don's Music on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. And tonight we're going to start the program with a little bit of classical music. Okay, here we go. I've got my ukulele here. I'm going to play a little bit of classical music. A bit of Brahms Lullaby there, a bit of classical music. Of course, you get much better classical music in other areas of the radio waves, so you can at the moment anyway. If you like me and you turn into Concert FM, RNZ Concert, that's the main station I keep on at the time, and you hear proper, you know, really nice classical music down there with orchestras and violins, and you have knowledgeable, pleasant people telling you about it and choosing it, and yeah, it's a great part of people's life. So, and at the moment, curiously enough, it's under threat, would you believe? But we're going to talk about this later in the program, because I have a guest who's knowledgeable about these things. So, Victoria Quaid, kia ora, Victoria.
Kia ora, Don.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the program. Victoria's a long time Radio Access personage. You go back to...
Well, I actually made my first Access radio show in 1982, which was the second year that Wellington Access Radio was around.
What was that show, do you remember?
Yeah, it was called Women Making Music, Making Women.
Right.
And it was a series of six programs that I made with some friends from university. We were all involved in the feminist group at Vic, and also some women from the Women's Resource Centre downtown. And we put our hands up when the regular feminist group, which was Leave You the Dishes in the Sink, which was one of the original Access radio shows, decided they wanted to take a break. Okay. And so it was like, oh, anybody interested in doing a little bit of radio?
Oh, okay. And you've done sort of quite a bit since then.
Well, that was sort of my first Access radio experience. Mm. But I didn't get back into it until 10 years later, okay. 1992, yeah, when I actually worked for Access Radio as development coordinator.
Oh, okay.
And that was when Access Radio was still part of Radio New Zealand. Mm. It had its studios in Broadcasting House next to Parliament, down in the bowels.
Right, yeah, nice little studios, so we...
Yeah, just along from Radio New Zealand Concert.
Mm.
So of an evening in the weekends, there wouldn't be anybody else around except the people from Access Radio and Radio New Zealand Concert.
Okay, so Radio New Zealand Concert, it's a strange situation, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Just to remind anyone who's been under a rock for the last week or so, Radio New Zealand Concert is. Or you tell the people.
Okay, well, a bit of background. The day before Waitangi Day, management at Radio New Zealand, which is also known as RNZ, began consulting with staff on a proposal to make 17 staff redundant. Their timing, it's a bit off. I mean, the day before Waitangi Day, you know, it's not exactly...
There's no good time to be made redundant.
But it was the proposal to make 17 staff redundant, including all Concert FM presenters, by the end of March. At the same time, there was a press release. It was announced that RNZ would be launching a new youth-oriented station based in Auckland. This would be new jobs, but none of the old jobs, very few of the old jobs people could transfer. I mean, different skills, because they also said that RNZ Concert, also known as Concert FM, was going to be moved off the FM band and become an automated classical music station.
What would that actually involve, an automated classical music station? What would it be like?
Loading up your CD or having a Spotify account where you say you want, you know, classical style music. You could make a few requests, you know, like say, okay, New Zealand classical music, but it's a jukebox, a play-out machine.
Okay, so you don't have the people coming on and sort of talking about it and stuff like that.
No. So you'd have classical music, but you wouldn't have all of the other stuff that is what makes Concert FM.
Concert FM takes like jazz music seriously and has some, you know, innovative programs there too, of course. It's not just the traditional classical, you know, literature, is it, by any means?
Yeah, well, the argument of the Radio New Zealand's chief executive, Paul Thompson, was that while Radio New Zealand's doing really well, it needed to create the new brand because they didn't have enough connection with younger New Zealanders. Now, this is to some extent true. A bit of background. RNZ, which is the state-owned broadcaster, it's a state-owned enterprise, which means we own it, the people. It's our station.
It's
paid for by our taxes.
That's right.
And it's got two ministers who are the nominal, you know, shareholders, but
also a nominal say over it from the look of things.
Yeah. But they, you know, elected ministers, they are our representatives.
And so
RNZ currently operates three stations. RNZ National, the classic music station, RNZ Concert, and a radio service for the Pacific region called Radio New Zealand International, or RNZI. But Radio New Zealand is chronically underfunded. It has been underfunded for a long time. In 2007, its budget was frozen funding was frozen at around $35 million. This included the $5 million for Concert FM. Now you think, oh, that's a lot of money.
Not really, not in the scheme of things.
In the bigger scheme of things, when you think of this is something that, you know, you've got technical equipment, you've got people that need to service the technical equipment, you've got the people that produce the programs, the content. Yeah. It's actually one of the cheapest, you know, per capita.
It's an important part of people's, the enjoyable part of people's lives. You can't really say that about, you know, about new warships or, you know, something like that.
As I said, as taxpayers, we own Concert, we own Radio New Zealand National, we own RNZI. We also own Kordia, the telecommunications service provider. And all of these government-owned enterprises cost money to run, which is why they're funded directly or indirectly by our elected government, and they return to us tangible and intangible benefits.
As I think most people know, there's been a huge outcry.
Within hours of the announcement, there was an instant public outcry. And while, you know, it wasn't a complete surprise that changes were in the air, that no one anticipated.
It's probably one of the biggest mass protests in recent times. I mean, there's not people are not on the streets, although I could imagine people taking to the streets on this. But if you look in terms of people taking some initiative, you know, and speaking out, Under their own name, yeah.
Look, the figures, yeah. After the announcement, Wellington man Michael Pringle set up a Facebook page called Save RNZ Concert. Less than 48 hours, it had almost 6,000 followers. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah, I'm one of them.
I mean, that's how I got involved. And by Sunday, it had over 9,000 followers. And from the Wednesday, or, you know, from when it was set up, Thursday morning, Waitangi Day, yesterday, it had 12,000 followers and had generated 140,000 posts. That is people coming
massive.
And it wasn't just I mean, there's been a lot of trying to paint Concert FM listeners as a privileged elderly white elite. Now, there's no doubt about it. Some of RNZ listeners are,
well, I'd fit in there quite well.
Some of them fiddle.
That's not the only kind of people who listen to that sort of station.
But it doesn't. It doesn't take a lot of investigation to find that many concert listeners are none of these things. They're not. They're not elderly. They're not. They're not privileged. I mean, privileged. There's all different kinds of privilege. But certainly, a lot of concert listeners are not rich.
The other thing, Victoria, is that people don't stay the same age. You know, and when I was a kid, all we had on at home was 2YA, right? And it's what my parents used to like on. And there was very little specifically for younger people, very, very little at all, like in the late 50s, early 60s. But anyway, now, I mean, my preferences have changed. You know, people's tastes mature, and I listen to stuff that, you know.
Same. I think I listened to concert more when I was in my 20s and 30s than I do now. But the thing is, it's not the first time RNZ's chased a younger audience. The idea of a youth and music focused station's been around for years. In the mid 90s, it was seen as a solution to the lack of New Zealand music on New Zealand radio. But RNZ never had the resources to pursue it, so they didn't take it any further. The Access Network, you know, we're broadcasting on Wellington Access Radio. I mean, the Access Radio, which was started in the early 80s, there are now 12 Access stations around the country. We started because people wanted more diversity on the airwaves. And people also wanted to have a direct voice. RNZ is like, it's like we're paying for people to give us, you know, information, to do the public service radio bit, which is, you know, the purpose of public radio, service radio, is to inform, to educate, and to entertain.
There's a lot of things.
And it's
company. For a lot of people, it's, you know, you got the radio on, but a lot of people they're by themselves.
And that's what concert did. I mean, that's what concert did, that's what concert does. Concert is, you know, it's not just classical, as you pointed out, they have jazz. They also, concert has a really, really important role in fostering talent. On last Sunday, I contacted, as you know, I do a show on Sunday afternoons, Educating for Social Change, which is sponsored by the Wellington Workers Educational Association. I contacted SAVE RNZ New Zealand and said, look, anyone want to come on as a guest? And I ended up getting Annalise, world-famous New Zealand soprano, came on as a guest to talk about how important concert was to musicians, New Zealand musicians. And if you have a look at some of those posts on the Save RNZ Concert Facebook page, there's story after story from people of, I listened to it when I was a kid, my mother listens to it, my father listens to it, that truck driver, that...
Oh, yeah, it's very interesting. It's quite extraordinary sort of, you know, flowering of different people's experiences that this protest movement's been, really.
It also, I think, brought up a whole lot of issues, which is what the other thing that interests me. I mean, one of the things people are saying, first of all, blowing apart that diversity thing, there's also putting attention to the other public service broadcasting in New Zealand, Access Radio, but Iwi Radio.
Iwi Radio.
The Iwi Māori broadcasting.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of people, a couple of Māori broadcasters, Fetu Fala, who's the station manager for our FM in Whanganui, said that while she had a lot of aroha for RNZ concert staff and its supporters, Iwi Radio has been struggling to pay staff a decent wage and let alone produce multimedia content for its whole 28 years.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that this whole outcry about concert...
There'll be some overflow.
The RNZ board, the ministers, they've all put a halt on it. Mm. There's been a pause.
There has been. What I'm a little bit concerned about is some sort of a crappy compromise coming, whereby it stays on that FM, right? But there's some diminution of the staff, either numbers or their conditions.
If you're reading the posts on Save RNZ concert, I think people are really aware of that. The pressure's still on.
I hope so, because
It's not over. Mm-mm. And in fact, on the 24th, Monday the 24th, so not this Monday, but Monday week, there'll be a mass orchestral choral performance in the grounds of Parliament to celebrate RNZ Concert's 87th birthday.
Yeah. Now, this is quite heartening, because I can remember when they got rid of those studios down by Parliament. And I remember the protest on the steps, and it was quite pathetic, actually. It was one or two people got up and played a tune. You know, it wasn't many people there. And it was almost like an action to sort of mourn its passing rather than to say, look, this shouldn't take place. You get what I mean?
Well, I'm really hopeful that this outcry sort of shown people who never thought of themselves as activists that it's possible for a really diverse group of people to affect change.
I've got a lot of I think quite often when these things blow up, seasoned activists can actually become the problem, because they're looking for a compromise. They're looking for some sort of, let's get a deal done, you know. Yeah. Whereas if someone hasn't been an activist, all that, they want their thing. They're not worried about a compromise. They say, look, we want this. No buts. Yeah. So I think that some of your sort of, you know, new protesters are probably the thing that's going to save it. They don't give us stuff.
Without a doubt. I mean, the heavy hitters, you know, the Helen Clark, former Prime Minister, weighing in.
Yeah, well, that helps.
The big names, you know, Oscar Knightley, the Sam Neill, all of that helps. But I think it is the ordinary people's voices.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The people power. And I'm hopeful. I'm also hoping that, you know, if we're serious about fighting to preserve what a full-service concert FM represents, that we also support, people see they also need to support Iwi and Access Networks.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, and you heard it first on Don's Music. That's a useful overview that we've got. Thanks very much for digging all that up, Victoria. Yes, right. So, uh, So when's the next development, you said?
Well, Monday the 24th at 4 o'clock, there's going to be mass orchestra and choral performance. It's free. Everyone's invited. Mm. If you want to show your support for full public service broadcasting, not just that means with people, listening to people, then come along. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. Okay, this is the last of Don's music and social comment for a while. So it's been nice to have it. You know, good finish to it. Thanks for coming on the air. I'm just going to give this a bit of a rest for a while. I've had one or two differences of opinion, I have to say, with the station. And if you're interested in the details, you just look up the podcast of last week's program, Friday the 7th, and give you an idea. But anyway, you make up your own mind about that. I'm not editorialising. So what I'd just like to do is thank the people who've come on the show. Thank Tony and Nick for the invaluable support, always helpful, courteous, friendly. Yeah, so it's been fun doing this series of Don's Music, and so we'll just take you out with a little tune, okay? Okay, so you keep well out there in Radio Land. Remember what you promised your mama, said we'd be in by two. But one kiss can lead to another, and baby, you don't have is true. So I can go down now, take you home right now, 'cause I don't want your folks mad at you. Oh, good night, baby, 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 good night. Kiss me again and hold me tight. Good night, baby, 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 sleep tight. Standing there at your window, watching until I'm out of sight. Then you lay your head on your pillow and dream about the things we did tonight. So I can go down now, take you home right now. I'll think of you when I turn out the light. Oh, good night, baby, 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 good night. Kiss me again.
That program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.